Fridays are when we check on the latest business news with Sonia Sorich. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. A major agricultural company, Archer Daniels Midland, has announced plans to open a research lab in Davis, and the decision could be a big boost for the city's business community.
The Chicago-based company is considered an agricultural giant. It specializes in commodities distribution, trading, and processing of various food crops. And now, of course, they are coming to Davis. The company's research lab in University Research Park is expected to open in April.
What attracted this company to Davis?
One of the main factors isn't too surprising. As you know, the agriculture and food science programs at University of California, Davis have attracted widespread attention, and the company wants to have access to the talent and resources available at the university.
Any idea how many jobs this research lab will create?
Well, once it opens, the location will employ 10 to 12 full-time workers. But this new research lab could have effects beyond job creation. It's another major agricultural company opening a research lab there in Davis, and it will be interesting to see if this company increases its presence in Davis in the future.
The restaurant 1022 in Old Sacramento will close early next month to make way for a new concept. What's in the works?
Well, we don't know too many details about the new eatery, but it's being called a dining concept position for the future. On March 2nd, both 1022 and its sister business called District will close for the rebranding. Now, 1022 serves new American cuisine on the ground floor of the Orleans building in Old Sacramento. 1022 opened nearly a decade ago, and its sister business debuted in 2016.
This place is pretty well known in Old Sacramento. Why is it rebranding?
Well, its operators say that they're keeping up with changing tastes. They say a lot has changed since the restaurant first opened, and those changes are both in the local environment and in what customers want from a restaurant. You and I both know that the food and drink scene is getting more crowded, and it's important to constantly innovate, whether you're a restaurant, a brewery, or even a coffee shop. It'll be interesting to see what happens to this Old Sacramento restaurant space going forward.
What else is going on in the Sacramento restaurant scene?
Well, I have good news for diners in West Sacramento. A new pizza restaurant is in the works there. It comes from the operators of The Rind, a Midtown Sacramento eatery that's known for its cheeses, wines, and beers. After opening The Rind in 2013, the operators are now turning to pizza in West Sacramento. An opening date for the new business hasn't been announced, but it's definitely one to watch.
And there's no new name yet?
It does have the name La Crosta Pizza Bar.
Also this week, Yelp recognized some Sacramento area businesses.
Yelp says we have two of the nation's top places to eat in 2018. One of those businesses is a food truck called Hefty Euros. The other is Extreme Hummus, a fast casual Mediterranean restaurant in Citrus Heights.
How are these rankings decided?
Well, the list excluded large chains and focused on both ratings and volumes of reviews on Yelp. As always, there's room for debate, but if you're looking for a new place to have lunch this weekend, here you go.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.